Back, it's widely considered our IT capital, and yet large parts of Bengaluru are parched and without a regular water supply. Take a look at this report before our discussion.
The board outside a water dispensing unit in Bengaluru's Babusapalya says there is no water. With 20% of the population dependent on water tankers, the supply can be erratic, even threatening daily routines in some areas.
और घर में इतना समस्या है कि टॉयलेट जाने के लिए भी पानी नहीं मिलता, खाना बनाने के लिए भी पानी नहीं मिलता, मुंह धोने के लिए भी नहीं मिलता,
देह भी पानी नहीं आ रहा है। हम नहाने को भी दिक्कत है, बर्तन धोने को भी दिक्कत हो रहा है, बहुत दिक्कत हो रहा है पानी का।
Despite the recent state government takeover, water tankers continue to fleece residents. With such a high demand, drivers demand a premium or a bribe, and they often refuse to deliver for those who follow the rule book. But even for those paying a premium, there isn't a guarantee.
One, government is not having any control of these tanker people, and I don't think so they have any data also. And second, if at all we approach BBMP to get a water, I don't think so BBMP is having that infrastructure to give the required water on time. See, today I'm booking a water or requirement. Over a week time or after 10 days I'm getting the water, it's not going to fulfill my requirement.
Vasa borvel aganta point in vyavasthe sarkaradalli permission tegekondu borvel aganta vyavasthe kuda naavu maadiddeve idalladhe Bengaluru nagarikarige border inda kuda ellelli vaskote irbodu Kanakapura Ramanagara Chennapatna kallella water table navella keregalanna tumsuvanta yojane maadidmele water table improvement agide.
Well, joining us now, Revathi Ashok, Sibi Varghese, Veena Srinivasan is the Executive Director of Well Labs, and S. Vishwanath is a water conservationist. Thank you all very much for being with us. Revathi Ashok, how have you been personally impacted by this water situation?
Well, 5 years ago, I was badly impacted. I must say that maybe 8 years ago, and after rainwater harvesting, I think things are in much better shape. I live in the heart of city, but did not have connection for whatever bureaucratic reason. But and I have faced the brunt in the past of tanker mafia, which used to charge right up to 5,000 rupees for a tanker. So this is really surge pricing at its peak. Right now, what is really happening is poor, very, very poor water management. We had good rains last year. And we were unable to store that rain. We need to have public rainwater harvesting system. We need to have better policies which will make use of wastewater for construction and industrial activities. Need to create a market exchange where people can have the water which has been treated water,
sure,
which is used for construction.
Okay.
So these are all measures that we
that
can
need to be
we
taken.
Have to manage demand,
sure,
and supply both.
Sibi Varghese, have you been impacted by this?
Yes. Last year, since we had good rains, there was no shortage of water. And in our area, there are nearly 9 boreholes dug by our government. But unfortunately, from past 1 month, we are facing water crisis. And the water which we were getting by tanker also, which is costing around 800 rupees, suddenly shot up to 1,500 to 2,000 rupees. And there is a huge demand for water. We have to wait for at least a week's time to get water on time.
And there is also confusion, isn't there, sir, Mr. Varghese,
yes,
about how you can,
yes,
use this water. Apparently, you can't use the water you're getting to wash cars, for example, or water plants. Is that adding to confusion? Is that part of the problem?
Yes, there is the problem, because we also have plants also to take care, because we cannot use this water for that. So what we are doing right now is the hard water that we get out of aqua guard, that we save it in buckets, and then we use that for watering the plants.
Yeah.
Water service for cars, it is not feasible now, because we have to depend on water service stations for that.
Mr. Vishwanath, the problem, as I understand it, in a large part of Bengaluru is the dependence on borewells. It's one thing for the government to say that they'll construct new borewells, but the water table itself has been impacted. So where would this water come from?
Well, we'll have to think of ways of restoring our lakes, which we have drained over the past years to desilt or to bypass. Now, we're constructing bypass channels for our lakes and making sure that both untreated wastewater and rainwater bypasses them. If we find ways of refilling our lakes, the problem will be assuaged to a great extent.
No, but apart from that, what are some of the other measures? Or is this a situation which is essentially a lost cause?
It's not a lost cause. We have treated wastewater of high standards in the 34 wastewater treatment plants. We need ways of quickly linking that up, the treated wastewater to our lakes. If you start to recharge the big lakes like Belandur and Varthur and many other dry lakes, they are capable of recharging our aquifers. We should focus on recharging aquifers, not on drawing more water through borewell.
Veena Srinivasan, as Vishwanath speaks about is a larger issue, a larger joining of aquifers, building up water in lakes which have dried up. But in the immediate run, is there anything that can be done?
I mean, in the immediate future, we have to, in the immediate period, before the rains come in the next month, you have to immediately start using treated wastewater for at least the non-potable purposes in the city. And then you can have stopgap measures for the next three weeks or so before IMD predicts that Bangalore will receive its first rains. But as an immediate stopgap, treated wastewater is your best place to go.
Sibi Varghese, just how bad has the situation been in the last couple of months or the last 1 month or so? Because we've been getting reports of people saying that it's even difficult to bathe more than a couple of times a week. Is that exaggerated? Was that the account of just one person? Or is this actually the case?
No, actually it is the case because 2 weeks back, I completely ran out of water in my house. And the person where I take regular water asked me around 1,500 rupees for a tank of water, which I was buying for 800 rupees. And then after 1 hour, I just called him to find out if the water is arriving. Then he says, no, it will come only after 4 o'clock. And then I said, no, I need water urgently. Then they told me that you have to pay around 2,000 rupees, which I was supposed to pay and I got the water. But what I understood is that's a common issue. And these people are also is finding it very difficult to get the water because even their bores are drying up. So outside, they are also charging. If we are getting the water from little far away, they're charging around 2,500 to 3,000 rupees. So we have to conserve water. Which earlier we were using for 10 days, now we are trying to use it for 15 to 20 days. So on a daily basis, bathing, it's becoming difficult for everyone.
Revati Ashok, could you tell us what some of the problems that people are facing? You've heard one account over there. Is this something which is very widespread? And what is, to the best of your knowledge, the percentage of the city which has been impacted? I was told that almost 20% of the city faces various degrees of a crisis.
Yeah, it is about approximately that. We must remember, Vishnu, that the city has very uneven growth. The center of the city, unlike most other cities, is not growing as fast as the periphery. The periphery is extremely fast-growing. And it is unplanned and it is a totally private development. And therefore, they don't even have proper water connections. A lot of them depend on borewells. And the lakes, as Mr. Vishwanath said, have gone dry because the desilting work and whatever renovation work was getting done, lake rejuvenation work that was getting done in Varthur and Belandur has not been completed on time. That should have been completed on time. It could have been good. I was just going through Madiwala Lake the other day. It is overflowing with water. So it's in pockets where these things are happening and the government should have better planned some of these things. The other point is after the crisis has hit, they have written saying that wastewater, cars cannot use fresh water. This is common sense that for garden and for cars and for flushing, we should not be using fresh water. It should be mandated. And actually, Bangalore has a reasonably good system of wastewater treatment plants in a lot of the apartment complexes. A lot of good policy work has been done. But what do you do with the treated water? these complexes, the apartment complexes, as well as the campuses, big tech campuses, are able to use only about 30% of the water. Balance 70% is let out into the drains. Now, why don't we create an exchange for that where people can buy that water and the government can mandate? They have sent out a circular saying for the next 3 months. Why 3 months? It should be permanent. That treated water should not be wasted. It should be collected and should be provided for construction and industrial purposes. It's common sense. And also for all other non-potable purposes. And unless we do that and we are strict right through, just a knee-jerk reaction for 2 or 3 months is not going to help the cause. Secondly, we should also follow rainwater harvesting very strictly. And it does make a big difference. The water table, it gets recharged and things get better. It is not so acute in houses where rainwater harvesting has been implemented. I can talk to you from personal experience.
Well, I'd like to thank all of you very much for joining us. India's IT capital in a situation where a large part of the city continues to face a real crisis with basic water supply. There is a mafia over there. The price is going out of the roof and no immediate solutions to provide relief on a day-to-day basis. Thank you all very much for sharing your experiences. We are out of time on Left, Right and Center. From all of us here, goodbye.